Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of healing, spiritual awakening, spiritual communication, and offers the means to go within, to connect to your intuition and true soul self. Today I welcome Barbara Scott, author of Reflexology for Fertility and Her Approach to Aiding Natural and Assisted Conception. Hello, Barbara, and thank you for joining me on Healing From Within today. Barbara, I am a Reiki energy practitioner and have studied reflexology, and I'm always so happy to share with my audience these wonderful alternative healing modalities which serve the public in such a natural, helpful, and holistic way. Barbara, as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, my guests and I share our experiences and methods for recognizing both our energetic and physical form and learn from that we can connect to both aspects of self and then be better able to deal with challenges, make better choices, and manifest a healthier, happier way of life. In knowing more about ourselves, we can achieve a higher level of consciousness and reach our highest potential for well-being. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Barbara Scott will share techniques to help us have a clear understanding of the wide range of fertility tests and treatments, from medicated cycles to IVF and ICSI, and share information about providing safe and effective reflexology treatments and help practitioners through the emotional as well as physical effects of fertility treatment, improving fertility when possible and supporting fertility treatments. Barbara Scott trained with Nicola Hall of the Bailey School of Reflexology and is a member of the British Reflexology Association, the Federation of Holistic Therapists, and is now chair of the Association of Reproductive Reflexologists. She lives in Wales. Barbara, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood, to a person, a place, an event, or interest that was very important to them and may have pointed the way towards the life plan or destiny that they are now pursuing as an adult. So think back for a minute to the girl you were or the child you were.
That's a very interesting question. As a small child in my very early years, I lived in a house with my grandparents. And that house was visited by other energies that my grandparents took very much for granted. And so I grew up experiencing things that probably a lot of other people didn't experience at the time and certainly never spoke about. And so I had an interest in things that were not just physical, but beyond the physical. And so I think that my interest was sparked in other aspects of life from a very early age.
Well, that's very interesting, because as a child, many of my guests, and I've interviewed over hundreds of people in all different areas of understanding energy and who we actually are, what this life is all about, and where we go after we leave the physical world. So I find that very interesting. I didn't quite expect that. As a child, I had a similar experience. Yes, I was aware of energy and feelings and being very empathic. I didn't know I was picking up other people's emotions and pains and joys. And it took a long time for me to put the pieces of the puzzle together. But I think it's happening to everyone. I just think that they don't pay attention, and for some reason we have a greater sensitivity towards energy, and maybe we're born to be healers and to work in some form with helping people learn more about themselves. So that was a wonderful answer. Let's go to your book, Reflexology for Fertility. Is the first book to be published on the treatment of the male and female reproductive conditions using reflexology. Who is this book addressed to?
Well, originally it was intended for practitioners, so for reflexology practitioners who are working in this field. But the interesting thing is that what we found is that couples who are actually experiencing difficulties are also buying it. And I think that's taken me by surprise because it's quite a technical book, and I thought that it would only be practitioners who are interested in the material, in the content. But I think because of the way we work, we actually give our clients homework to do. We're finding that they're going away and buying it themselves. So that's been quite curious.
Well, I would think people who are having a challenge with becoming pregnant, it's a very, it becomes a very emotional and very difficult challenge to the relationship, and they would want to gather as much information as they could to help them feel more comfortable in the choices they make. And I think, our society, we are now having many more evolved people asking questions and looking for answers. So I think, yes, they should read it, and it would be helpful.
Well, I was just going to say that knowledge is so empowering when you're experiencing something very difficult, and difficult, you know, in so many different ways. So difficult, you know, not only physically, but difficult emotionally and spiritually and mentally and etc. And I think that if you are able to understand what's happening for you, then it empowers you. And I think that's what's happening with the book, is that it's empowering individuals and couples.
And I think people who have a more spiritual sense of energy and who they are more comfortable accepting and allowing and surrendering to the events in their lives, so they don't get as frustrated and they don't feel as much pain. And I think they deal better with any situation in life. So it really is important to bring in the spiritual aspect to people who are having any type of challenge. I often have coincidences, which, as we know, are really not coincidences, because they really are just guiding messages from a higher force, but to pay attention and to take notice of what's happening so we can grow to a higher level of awareness. But as a practicing Reiki master teacher and medium, years ago, I was told by one of my teachers that my deceased father, who was a podiatrist, a foot doctor, wanted me to study reflexology.
Wow, amazing.
So I did, of course. I was a dutiful daughter when he was alive. And I was already practicing Reiki, so it was actually a scientific approach to understanding the human body as a delicately balanced machine that is synergetic and working together. And actually, the definition of reflexology is a science that deals with the principle that there are reflex areas in the feet and hands that correspond to all the glands, organs, and parts of the body. So it's a method of using the thumb and fingers on these reflex areas to help nature achieve homeostasis or balance. And everything's connected. We are connected by energy to everything that's living. And the cells in our body and the organs are connected. So it makes sense if there is a problem and we can stimulate and loosen, release, and balance the body, we will get our achieved results. Now, how did you become interested or guided to reflexology?
Well, my background is in something completely different. So my background is in what would now be called IT, but was then a computer department. So what it meant was, that was my first early working life, but it meant that I had a very analytical and logical approach to whatever I approached in life. And when I had my youngest child, my youngest son, because I now have a daughter younger than him, but my youngest son, I was doing some work for the National Childbirth Trust over here in the UK, and I was supporting, I was doing some postnatal support for someone who was training to be a reflexologist, and she asked to use me as a guinea pig, and I thought it was the most extraordinary thing, and it made absolute logical sense to me in terms of how it was explained. And what I say to people is, the pack of cards that was my life at the time got thrown up in the air and came down in a very different place, for which I am eternally grateful. And within that process, I trained as a reflexologist.
Absolutely. You know, what do they say? That the best laid plans of mice and men are often, you know, set asunder by faith and faith and destiny.
So they certainly are. We
do have to have all the experiences that we have, and when they guide us towards change, there is something to be gained from it, never lost, but something always to be learned. So I think that's a wonderful story. Now, you went on to develop a new area in reflexology, which is reproflexology. So can you tell us something about that?
Yes, so the interesting thing was that after I completed my training, and I didn't realize this at the time, I certainly didn't realize that the path was that was being set for me, was my first ever client after finishing all my case studies was someone who experienced repeated miscarriages and difficulties conceiving. And of course, what I also didn't realize at the time was that those two things are linked, but it very clearly set me upon my path. And as a result of treating her, of course, many other women started presenting for treatment. And I realized that this was a vast, vast topic. And I started doing lots of research, and I started looking for courses to attend myself, and there weren't any. And I was also very lucky because whilst I've always had a clinic at home, I've also always worked from complementary health clinics. And that means that I was exposed to other modalities, so acupuncturists, herbalists, homeopaths, etc. And I realized that some of them used structured protocols, so I set about designing reflexology structured protocols to help women to start with, but then realized that we were missing a huge opportunity because men are very much marginalized and overlooked, and what we now know is that approximately 50 cases of fertility issues are attributable to the male. We really needed to try and engage our males in treatment as well. So what I then did was devised an initial consultation and a consultation form which meant that we could involve and engage men without them actually having to come for treatment. So it meant that we could gain the information so that we had all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, but if they really didn't want to come for treatment, we could perhaps refer them on to something else instead. So that's how it began.
You know, what you said before, I have also found that all dysfunction or health issues or emotional problems, disease basically, are mainly based within our thought patterns, environmental lifestyle patterns, and what we're doing is creating these physical conditions often from the fears and restrictions which we have buried at a cellular level and which may have started in childhood or even before our soul came into this life. So with the body, when traumatized, wounded, or restricted from personal growth, retains a memory of that. So if someone's afraid of having a family or possibly had a poor childhood or relationship with their early caretakers or is physically afraid of childbirth, They may not conceive. It's not just the body. It's the spirit and the mind at work here. But let's go on to what are some factors, actual factors, that might impede getting pregnant, and also some suggestions to improve some of these conditions.
Okay. There are a huge number of factors, but one of the things that we like to do when couples come to see us for treatment is empower them, because one of the things that happens is they can become, of course, very stressed. Once they start to think that there is a problem, then the stress levels start to rise, and the stress levels themselves start to impact upon the levels of fertility. So one of the things that we start talking about is the things that they can do themselves that are going to help make things better. So we talk about some of the more simple, straightforward things like diet, nutrition, and lifestyle. They're some of the three key things that we can kind of send couples away with that will help them to move in the right direction. And they can be really simple things like reducing their caffeine intake. We know that there's lots of research that says caffeine has an effect. Looking at the type of exercise that they might be doing, because going to the gym 5 times a week, particularly for men, can be having a huge impact upon fertility because it diverts testosterone to muscle production rather than producing sperm. So what we start talking about is gentler exercise, lots of walking, maybe some power walking, but not anything that's muscle building. Mm-hmm. So we start to look at these things that you know, might be of benefit to them. And then, particularly for the woman, one of the things that we really like to do is we like to get her to chart her menstrual cycle. Because in finding out what is happening with the menstrual cycle and whether there are any anomalies, just that very simple, straightforward thing can make all the difference. It may be that they're just getting their timing wrong. Women and men come out of school knowing very, very little about how their bodies work.
Thank you very much for saying that. Yes, that is the truth.
So a lot of what we're doing is educating them about how their bodies work, both men and women. You know, women know very little, men know even less. And in actual fact, for men quite often sometimes they don't want to know because it can seem daunting and it can seem scary if they think there isn't anything they can do about it. And really what we're saying is, let's find out what the issues are and then let's help to move you forward. So with our women, we get them to use basal body temperature charting. So they plot a whole month cycle for us, and then that allows us to see when exactly they are ovulating, whether there are things like progesterone deficiency or short luteal phase. And then what we do is we have protocols that improve those things, and we also give them some homework to do. We actually teach them little bits of reflexology to help improve the component parts of their cycle and make sure it's functioning really well. And quite often, once we've done that, we've regulated their cycle, they go on to conceive naturally.
And also what you're helping them to do, and I can hear it in your voice, you're helping them to be more comfortable in their body and with the situation they're working with, to know that the result will be just what is needed for their soul or personal development. And there is no good or bad. There is just experience. And I can hear that in your voice and tone. Yeah. And I'm sure it's very comforting to your clients. Now, what impact do you hope reflexology will make in the treatment of fertility problems?
Well, it may sound a very big thing to say, but I hope that it revolutionizes fertility treatment, because I hope that it changes attitudes. I hope that it helps people to understand their own bodies. I hope that it slows down the movement to assisted conception too quickly. I think in understanding your own body and getting all of those component parts doing what they should be doing, both for men and women, then I hope that that means that they don't have to go down the route to assisted conception, because that's a tricky path to go down. So what I hope it does is empowers couples, empowers practitioners to support those couples, and it provides another path to conceiving other than having to have very interventional assisted conception.
Well, I think it's the right path, and I think any way that we can have more natural solutions to health conditions using alternative treatment is better than medicine and through surgery or other contrived types of, I mean, both are necessary. Do not get me wrong.
Yeah. But of course.
If we can help the person to relax enough of the body to work the way it was intended to, we will have less need for more aggressive treatments.
Yeah.
Now, in my book, The Living Spirit, I have a chapter that is entitled Not Your Mother's Doctor, The Growing Acceptance of Energy Healing, where I encourage an understanding of many alternative modalities that work effectively in tandem with each other for the total well-being. That's just what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And I wrote this for all listeners out there. There are several types of energy healing. Some, like Reiki and acupuncture, have been around for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Others have been developed more recently. Their methods may differ, as well as certain aspects of their ideologies, but they all operate on one basic premise: there is more to us than our physical bodies. Energy sessions focus on the life force or key that flows within all living things, and the goal being to release, dissolve, or transmute negative feelings that block this force and cause imbalance and illness to the body. And all these methods have benefits that range from improving or healing the physical body to clearing past painful memories and negative thought patterns. And that's what you're also doing.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
That is the way, and in the future, alternative methods like this will be very much appreciated and needed for the evolution of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how will this enhance a practitioner's work in the field? In other words, your clients may come in with their own way of thinking about what they need to do, but how does a practitioner get them to see past some of the miscalculations they may have about what they are doing or not doing, perhaps?
Yeah. Okay, so what happens in the book is, when I wrote the book, I wrote it as if I was teaching a class, because I wanted it to be easily understandable, and I wanted it to be approachable, and I wanted practitioners to be able to read it and to absorb the information very easily. So it takes them through the structure of the course that I teach, which means that it helps them to look at each couple as an individual and extract the pieces of information that are going to help them to support that couple on their fertility journey. So that's the first thing. It teaches them how to find out what the relevant and most important pieces of information are that they will need so that they can then plan treatments to support their couples. Okay, so it's about gathering information and finding out how to use that information.
I guess it's a very lonely journey sometimes for a couple.
Oh, very.
And it can disconnect them from each other and even from their themselves, and it can be painful. So you're helping them raise their intuition and develop a sense of a larger view of life so that they can deal with many other things besides just getting pregnant.
Yeah.
So how effective is reflexology, and can you tell us a story of success?
Yes. Okay. So the first part is that so we have an organization called the Association of Reproductive Reflexologists, and one of the reasons we formed it was so that we would have a body of practitioners all using the same technique, so it meant that we could measure how effective it was as a form of treatment. And we looked at 180 cases, so 180 people who were trying to get pregnant, and we found that 68% of them conceived whilst they were having reflexology, which kind of took us by surprise. You know, the average success rates for IVF are between 25 and 30%, so it was more than double. It's very low. Most people don't realize how low it is. So, more than double the success rate than for IVF. So that was really fascinating. And then what we did was we broke it down into various conditions. So we looked at things like endometriosis, polycystic ovarian syndrome, amenorrhea, so a woman who's not having any cycle at all, or anovulatory cycles. And we started to extract other statistics from that, and we found that with certain conditions the success rate was as high as 91%. So that was fascinating, and that's ongoing. So we're actually in the process of repeating that data collection with a larger study so that we can start extracting.
Excellent. I also have helped with Reiki, energy healing, people to shift energy within their body and their thinking. And I had a young woman who had one child, but was told after three attempts with in vitro that there was too much scar tissue and she would not be able to have a second child. And she continued to come to me for treatments because she was very interested in energy healing and was very intuitive herself. She also worked in the medical field. And soon after she decided to try again, the treatment worked and she was pregnant, and there was a slight scare during that time. She came to me repeatedly for energy sessions, and when her son was born, I was so delighted, and I called him a Reiki baby.
A baby who's meant to be here.
Yes, and there have been other cases like that that I have been part of also. So I realize the joy you feel when you are able to participate in this creation from our minds and our heart into physical reality. I want to thank you, Barbara Scott, for your amazingly new and intensified approach, concentrating reflexology techniques which are useful and successful in providing relief for many illnesses or dysfunctions, and creating a practical, skillful way known as Repro Reflexology to work specifically with male and female reproductive and fertility conditions. So for more information and to purchase this book, you can go to reproductivereflexologist.co.uk or amazon.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have discovered so much about the process of using a specialized form of reflexology known as reflexology, step by step, from initial consultation with couples through reflexology protocols to improve natural fertilization and support fertility treatments, leading to a 68% success rate overall, which is amazing. We have gathered a better understanding of the range of fertility tests and treatments to in vitro and ICS. We have come to know the many challenges faced by young couples dealing with fertility issues and how to support them emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Barbara and I would have you know that whatever challenge you face in life, whether in the health area, work, family, or personal spheres, they are all part of your continuing discovery of your true and ever-growing energetic soul nature, leading you further to open your mind and heart, ask for help, and find the best solutions for the changes that can bring greater happiness and purpose to your life. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to listen to authors in the field of universal energy, metaphysicians, scientists, psychologists, educators, doctors, and members of the arts who offer many ways for us to access physical and spiritual life, enhancing growth of higher consciousness and awareness. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.